Chapter 8, Unseen Frontiers. As dawn broke over the quiet suburb of Ayr, Scotland, Jonathan Hawk Hawkins found himself at the precipice of a new chapter, one that was as daunting as it was necessary. The crisp morning air did little to clear the fog of uncertainty that had settled over him since his return from Afghanistan. The operation, dubbed Hedgehog, had been a resounding success, yet it left Hawk with more questions than answers about his future. In the solitude of his study, surrounded by the remnants of his military past, Hawk contemplated the letter from Commander Aldrich. It was an offer to join a covert unit, one that operated in the shadows of the intelligence world, a domain where Hawk's disability would not define him, but rather enhance his role. The irony was not lost on him. In seeking solace in the shadows, he was, in fact, stepping into the light. Sarah, ever his anchor, sensed the shift in him. Their conversations, once filled with the mundane details of domestic life, now treaded into uncharted waters. Hawk's decision to accept Aldrich's offer was not made in isolation. It was a pact, forged in the silent understanding between them, a testament to the strength of their bond. As Hawk delved into the world of covert intelligence, the lines between his past and present began to blur. Training sessions in surveillance, cryptography, and psychological operations were interspersed with moments of profound introspection. Each lesson was a mirror, reflecting not just the soldier he once was, but the man he aspired to be. The true test came with his first assignment. Hawk, under the guise of a consultant, was tasked with infiltrating a network suspected of funneling funds into terrorist operations. The operation took him to the bustling streets of Paris, a city that, beneath its romantic veneer, held secrets that could alter the course of global security. Hawk's approach was methodical, a game of chess played in the shadows. His disability, once a source of vulnerability, now served as his greatest asset. It rendered him invisible to those who sought to hide in plain sight. With each piece of intelligence gathered, Hawk moved closer to the heart of the conspiracy, a web of deceit that spanned continents and threatened the very fabric of peace. The climax of his mission unfolded in a dimly lit cafe, a rendezvous point for the network's couriers. Hawk, with the patience of a predator, waited for the moment to strike. The exchange, when it came, was swift, a dance of shadows and light that ended with the courier in custody and the network exposed. In the aftermath, as Hawk navigated the labyrinthine streets of Paris back to his safe house, he reflected on the journey that had led him to this moment. The ghosts of his past, once chains that bound him to a life of silent suffering, were now the wings that allowed him to soar above the fray. The battle scars he bore were not symbols of pain, but badges of honor, each telling a story of resilience, determination, and the indomitable will to make a difference. Hawk's return home was not just a physical journey, but a metaphorical crossing, a passage from the darkness of uncertainty into the light of purpose. As he crossed the threshold of his home, greeted by the laughter of his daughters and the warmth of Sarah's embrace, Hawk knew that the battlefields he had left behind were not just landscapes marred by war, but crucibles in which his true self was forged.